I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Louisiana Public Service Commissioner Foster Campbell says he plans to launch an investigation to see if damage from Monday's tornado could have been prevented. Campbell says he intends for the commission to have a closer look as to whether or not more damage could have been caused by aging Entergy infrastructure. Todd Bordelon, Entergy's North Louisiana senior manager, says the company's infrastructure was strong enough to handle Monday's storm. He says he understands that sometimes a leaning pole doesn't aesthetically look the best, but it's still able to perform its job. The committee charged with selecting a new Grambling State University president meets October 23rd to discuss the revised tentative timeline, advertisement schedule, and search firm. The original goal to name a new president in October is being extended into spring of next year in order to comply with the state's request for proposals process. The meeting was held yesterday afternoon in Baton Rouge, and a timeline was discussed that is under consideration, including a February preferred application date, semifinalist interviews in March, and finalist interviews and selection in April of 2015. As Texas has two confirmed Ebola patients, KEDM's Ashley Lyons looks at the question of whether or not Louisiana hospitals are prepared to care for an individual with the disease.
A second Dallas hospital worker has tested positive for Ebola. Both workers contracted the virus while providing care to Thomas Duncan, who died from the disease a week ago today. So are Louisiana hospitals prepared to handle an Ebola patient? Louisiana Hospital Association Vice President Ken Alexander believes so, thanks to daily guidance provided by the CDC.
They'll take their experiences and their additions, deletions, changes in their protocols and procedures, and are doing, a very effective job of getting those out.
National Nurses United is concerned about the new case and questions whether nurses have been adequately trained and have the protective gear to take care of Ebola patients. Alexander says what has happened in Texas is providing learning moments for the healthcare industry.
Texas Presbyterian has been very forthright as far as sharing the information that's coming out as far as what processes may or may not have been followed to the T.
Alexander says he's confident the healthcare industry in Louisiana is doing everything it can to properly prepare for Ebola cases in the state. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
Latest campaign finance reports show that in the U.S. Senate race in Louisiana, Republican challenger Bill Cassidy with $1 million more in cash on hand than Democratic incumbent Mary Landrieu. Cassidy has $4.4 million, while Landrieu has $3.4 million. Political analyst Clancy Dubos points out Landrieu raised more money than Cassidy in the third quarter.
She continues to raise at a faster pace than he raises. So if she can continue to raise faster than him, she could close that gap.
Landrieu raised $2.7 million in the third quarter, beating out Cassidy by $200,000. Dubos expects Landrieu to spend more of her campaign funds than her main GOP challenger. The third major candidate in the race, Air Force Colonel Rob Manis, reports that he has $388,000 in his account. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny today, the high in the low 80s.